For the record, Colleen Murphy just wanted to offer up an official amendment for the commission to consider whether it would like to move as an amendment. So in paragraph 45, the amendment would be that in paragraph 45, in the second sentence, remove the word nevertheless and add in based on the facts and circumstances of this case. And the remainder of the paragraph would stay there. It is found that a delay of almost 9 months from the date of the respondent's acknowledged receipt of the complainant's November 8th request to the date of the final BWC videos were provided to the complainant was prompt. Remove the word not from that paragraph. And then in paragraph 46, we can leave it and based on the facts and circumstances of this case, it is concluded, therefore, that the respondents, and add the words did not, change violated to violate the promptness provisions of 1210A and 1212A. And then paragraph 47 remains the same. And then to modify paragraph 3 of the order to eliminate the words promptness and, so that the sentence would now read, henceforth, the respondents shall strictly comply with the disclosure requirements of 1210A and 1212A. And that is left in because of the violation with respect to that, but removing the promptness violation.
I would make that motion, and in, for the sake of administrative economy, I won't repeat it, but I would say exactly what you said.
Administrator, second.
Motion's been made by Mr. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Streeter. Is there discussion? Hearing none on the amendment, I'll take a roll call. Commissioner Farish?
Yes.
Commissioner Fusashi?
No.
Commissioner Goldsby?
Yes.
Commissioner Ganswin?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. The amendment passes unanimously.
Sorry,
there was an amendment passes with one objection. Is there a motion on the decision as a whole?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I'll move adoption of the amended hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion on this amended decision? Hearing none.
Commissioner Goldsby,
yes.
Just wanted to make the note before we vote that I believe you did a great job on the decision and really wrote it well. So this has nothing in reflection to your work at all.
Thank you.
And I would agree with that.
And this question, Hankins, yes, and I believe the point is made to New Britain.
Thank you. Any further discussion? All right, with that, I'll take a roll call of those in favor of this motion. Mr. Farish?
Yes.
Mr. Fusashi?
No.
Mr. Goldsby?
Yes.
Mr. Ganswin?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes. With one objection.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, counsel. Thank you, Attorney Smith.
Thank you.
All right.
Just get it back.
Next is docket number FIC 2022-0555, Cindy Zubris versus Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Motor Vehicles. And Cindy Zubris here.
Cindy's the complainant sent something in saying that she would not be able to attend today, but she expressed support for the report.
Okay, thank you. So, Attorney Gibbons, would you just identify yourself?
Sure. I'm Michelle Gibbons, Acting Agency Legal Director for the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you like to begin, please?
Sure. First, I just want to thank the commission for taking the time to hear the department's response relative to the draft proposal that was prepared by Attorney Perlman. But prior to making any comments, I did want to just explain why we're here today, just briefly. You know, I'm not going to sit here and make any excuses as to why, you know, the complainant has not received all of the responsive documents that she has requested. However, on May 5th, 2023, I did assume my new role as the acting agency legal director for the department. And in that capacity, I had to look at several aspects of the organization, which did include FOI, it included looking at CHRO complaints, it included looking at administrative appeals. And as a result, you know, what I had to do is go through all of the FOI complaints that were either pending or that were not assigned. But as I sit here today, you know, given the staffing challenges that we had, we did hire some new attorneys at the end of August. And since that time, we have implemented GovQA for our FOI, you know, requests that come in. All FOI requests have been assigned. We have an FOI procedure that has been finalized. So as I sit here today, I just wanted to express to the commission that we are, we have everything under the under control. So having said that, you know, I just respectfully would like to address number 21 in the proposed decision that Attorney Perlman has provided. You know, in that statement, she indicates that the department failed to provide any evidence or any testimony specifically detailing the nature and scope of the search for the records other than the search for emails of former DMV employees. However, if you look at number 12 of her proposal, you know, it does indicate that, you know, in May of this year, I did reach out to several employees in the organization as well as the head of HR requesting documentation in response to the request that, you know, Ms. Zerblis provided to the department. So having said that, you know, with everything else in place, the department is respectfully requesting that number 21, you know, be removed from Attorney Perlman's, you know, proposed decision. And with that being the case, you know, if it is removed, I shouldn't say if it is removed, but I would say that department, you know, regardless whether it stays or is removed from the proposal, does intend to comply, you know, with the order, you know, that will be adopted by the commission. That's all I have to say at this moment. Again, thank you for your time.
Was there other evidence that was offered detailing the nature and scope of the search?
Well, for the email, and I looked at the email that was provided, it does indicate, so the email that was provided to Attorney Perlman, in parentheses, it says for your convenience, Cindy's original request is attached here too. And that email was sent to the commissioner's office. It was sent to the head of HR. It was sent to our chief of staff. I do not believe if the actual attachment, I can't recall, I have a different file back at the office, was actually attached here. But you'll see also in number 13, it does indicate you know, that the head of HR did respond saying that she provided all of the responsive documents to the complaint, to the complainant. So, you know, having said that, you know, it's the department's position that based on the request that we had before us, it was presented to the appropriate parties and we got the responses that we did at the time. You know, as I sit here today, there were some search.
Really?
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
Yes. We'll take a brief recess.